Another deadly day in Iraq. At least 28 people have been killed in a series of bomb attacks and shootings in the country's western province of Anbar. Iraqi officials say 25 police officers and 3 civilians were killed. Dozens of police officers are also said to be injured in the attacks. Reports say the fatalities occurred in the provincial capital of Ramadi. Violence has been on the rise in Iraq in recent months. The UN says over 5,000 civilians have lost their lives there since the start of this year. Middle East expert Zayd Al-Issa joins us now from London for more insight on that story. Mr. Al-Issa, let's jump right in. Let's discuss the alarming, appalling rise of violence in Iraq. Why is it happening and who is benefiting from it?
Well, there is absolutely no doubt that there is a dramatic surge in the deadly violence in Iraq. That is largely due to the Al-Qaeda and the Ba'athist remnants and the Saddamans gaining strength and momentum. This is largely due to the arming, funding, logistical support, and even paying salaries to the militants and Wahhabi Salafi extremists who converged on Syria to form the Jabhat al-Nusra. That has been confirmed even by the New York Times, who said that the overwhelming majority of that arming funding went to actually turn Jabhat al-Nusra, which is part and parcel of al-Qaeda in Iraq, into the most prominent and to the most potent, vicious fighting force. And all that funding had went to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. That's according to an acknowledgement by the leader of Al-Qaeda, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who said that we share and we have all the resources we have to Jabhat al-Nusra. That explains the force and Al-Qaeda coming back to its previous strength. Now, the Saudi regime desperately needs to start off and trigger a sectarian war, particularly in Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon. And that is because it's a patently deceitful myth of defending and being the guardian of Sunni Islam have fallen apart due to its taking a prominent or a leading role in actually being at the spearheading the counter-revolutions in Egypt, Yemen, Tunisia, against all the Sunni Muslims who rose up against tyrannical regimes. So its support, unequivocal support to tyrannical dictatorships, have actually laid bare to the Saudi people that its regime is actually hell-bent on holding at bay democratic change and turning the tide on the wishes of the people. That's why it desperately needs to demonstrate to its people that it is fighting an existential war against what it calls a highly imaginary Shia threat, which is led by the Islamic Republic of Iran. That's why added to that, it has changed its strategy from focusing and pushing the Wahhabi Salafi militants in Syria to focus on toppling the Syrian regime, which they have spectacularly failed. And we've seen the Syrian government turning the tide on those militants. So it has widened its strategy to engulf and encompass Iraq and to weaken the Iraqi government, believing that it's offering the backbone support to the Syrian government. And that's why the strategy have now turned into Iraq. What's happening in Iraq is an open war against the security and army in the western areas and also against the Iraqi civilians in the south and middle of Iraq in order to start off a sectarian war. This is actually also supported by the wholehearted and ringing endorsement of the Saudi regime to the ongoing protests that have been there for 8 months with the protesters, leaders of the protesters backed up by Saudi, refusing to negotiate, refusing to allow anyone to negotiate on their behalf, and actually propagating the violently antagonistic sectarian rhetoric in order to ratchet up the sectarian tension and to turn those areas, which were previously the sanctuaries and safe haven, to reactivate them and to turn them into a breeding and recruitment ground for Al-Qaeda. So what Iraq is facing is an all-out war and a desperate attempt by the Saudis to derail, discredit, destabilize Iraq with the ultimate goal of dismantling the entire political process, which it perceives as an existential threat, offering an example to the Saudi people that democracy and elections work, which is an existential threat to the bastion of dictatorship in the region, which is leading the counter-revolutions.